Hello and welcome home. You're listening to the Tribe Abuja podcast. We hope this message inspires and encourages you to know and make known the truth and love of God the Father as expressed through His Son, Jesus. Let's listen to the message.
Can you just bless God, all the testimonies you've been hearing so far? Just bless the Lord. Just say, Lord, thank you for what you're doing in this house. Thank you, Lord. If you call the tribe home, just say, Lord, thank you for making me for making tribe home. Just bless the Lord in your own words. Just bless the Lord for all He's done, all He's doing. In the mighty name of Jesus, come on, tribe. Just open your mouth and bless the Lord. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for your mercies upon us. Thank you for your goodness upon us. Thank you for how you've provided. Thank you for how you've protected us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. You are good and your mercies endure forever. Father, we worship you. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We lift you high, Lord. We lift you high. Hallelujah. Malakana nevedo non isikana niata. Lebrekani de se teledena. Munokudi sidriana navakanite. Lekana navana meneko. Lisidre balaro. Lakana naveda de deko. Lisidre mana navana. Lekono nanamana menenenda no. Likete navana manyedena. Hallelujah. Ele kanana belo dodo sidre kana alabada. Ele kodosio dodo. In Jesus' name. Do you know what testimonies do? Testimonies, number one, reminds us that God has done it before. Amen. And because the Lord has done it before, it means that He will what? He will do it again. And the second function of testimonies is a weapon against the enemy. Hallelujah. Because what you're doing with the testimony is you're telling the story of God's power. You're telling the story of God's mercy. You're telling the story of God's glory. And that is truth. Hallelujah. And if the enemy is the father of lies, so he is telling his own stories as well. Amen. He's the father of propaganda. You know, in the Second World War, many of you may know this man. His name is Joseph Goebbels. He was Hitler's minister of propaganda. You know, the Second World War did not just start like that. What they started doing was they started telling stories. They started making the people believe in a cause. They started making the people see others as the enemy. See the Jews as rats. See themselves as supermen. Goebbels will use every means of communication at his time. And he was the minister of propaganda. The enemy is the minister of propaganda. His sole duty is to tell lies against you. So what testimonies do? It reminds us of who we are in Christ Jesus. It reminds us of our Father. Hallelujah. So I want you to just bless the Lord one more time and say, thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. I want you to look for five people. Are you with me? Look for five people and tell them you will receive a testimony in due season. Five people. Say it with conviction. Come on, you don't have to stop at five, but make sure you are prophesying over people. Hallelujah. Can you do me a favor? Can you just hold two people and just bless them in the name of the Lord? Just bless them. If you want, you can ask their names and just say, what is your name? And pray over them. Bless them. Make sure that you are holding someone. Just bless them. Pray over them and say, you are blessed in your family. You are blessed in your going out and in your coming in. You are blessed beyond measure. You are blessed in your ministry. You are blessed in your finances. You are blessed in your bodies. You are blessed in your mind.
You are mighty on your throne. You are mighty. You are mighty on your throne. You are mighty.
Come on, 30 more seconds. Just bless. Bless the person you're holding.
You are mighty.
Speak over them.
You are mighty on your throne.
Pray over them and say, break forth in your life.
You are mighty on your throne. You are mighty on your throne.
Break forth.
Break forth, O Spirit of the deep. Cry out, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne.
The tribe, can you bless the Lord with a shout this morning? Hallelujah. Amen. As you have your seats, just tell the person beside you, I'm so excited to be sitting beside you today. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil is a liar. Amen. No weapon, no instrument formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. But honestly, I want to remind us that it is truly a privilege that we even have the to have sound, to have air conditioning. Billions who believe what we believe do not have this opportunity. So we must always recognize that as what? A privilege. It may have been discomforting for a few minutes, but trust me, God is in control. Hallelujah. So we must not, worship is not when you're comfortable. Hallelujah. You didn't hear me. Tap the person and say, what Pastor Jesse said. Worship is not when you're comfortable. Tell the other person that ignored you. Worship is not when you're comfortable. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so I just want to share something. I believe a word that the Lord has given us this season. Can we appreciate our chief of staff, Amy, the most eligible bachelor in the house, husband material. Can you see PDJ? Anybody that wears PDJ is husband material. Glory. Amen. May your head know this, for God humble you. Father, we thank you for your word. As I share with your children what you have in store for us, speak to me, through me, for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want us to appreciate someone in the house, our elder over marriage and family, Mrs. Caroline Odenyi, my mother-in-law. Tribe, please, can you stand, please? Just honor her. Just honor her. Thank you, Mommy. Amen. Thank you, Ma. You may have your seat. Also, you don't have to stand yet because she's still learning to walk. But today is our daughter's first year birthday. She's with Philip behind. She's absolutely confused about what's happening, but today's her birthday. Eva will be sharing her own testimony later. Today is also Choma's birthday. Choma, can you give the Lord a wipe? Yes. There's someone else. Someone else. Who? Who? Who are you pointing at? Shola, our drummer's wife. Sorry, that's not your name. But please, can we appreciate Shola? Shola, just give Jesus a... Come on. Amen. Okay. Let us open to Isaiah 54. I'm just going to share something very quickly. Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. Now I'm going to be reading it. If you're there, say amen. All right. Sing, O barren, you who have not born. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married. than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tents and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants shall inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Do you know, I first read this text maybe 2014. That's how many years ago? Six, probably 2014, 2013. And it changed my life. I actually read a sermon by John Piper, him just giving a commentary on this text. And it literally changed my life. Now, I believe that this is the word for us here at the tribe. And it is on two levels. It is on us corporately, and it is for us individually. That is, it is for Jesse, it is for you, Michael, it is for Ini, it is for anyone that runs with it. But it is for us as a house, as a family. Are you with me? Are you tracking? Amen? The first thing the Lord says is, sing, O barren, you who have not born, and cry aloud, break forth into singing, you who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the desolate and the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Do you know, the Lord is telling us that we must define success not as the world defines success, but as He defines success. He's saying that the woman who is suffering from infertility, now he's speaking over the nation and the tribe of Israel, right? But I believe that there are more meanings that to this. So he's seeing the nation of Israel as a woman who is yearning for children, but she has not. And he's telling her that her testimony is that she should break forth into singing and cry aloud, because her children are more than the one who is already married. So how do we define success? At the tribe, you know, in the early days, there was someone that came and visited us, and he was like, Pastor Jesse, beautiful worship, beautiful word, but I really think you guys should get more lights. I think you should, your drums, there are, you should put glass. You should put glass. And I was like, oh, thank you, brother. What church are you visiting us from? And he said, Koza. I was like, bros, come on. We started yesterday, like, Koza has been around. In my journey, people have tried to compare me as a pastor to others. People have tried to define my success through their own lens, but I have refused time and time after that. But let me tell you, I won't lie, sometimes it gets to me. But that's why I go back to the text. I go back to the word. Everyone say, go back to the word. The Lord says, sing, O barren woman. Do you know many of you would have not attended Jesus' service, church? 120 people after, like, all he had done. He claimed to be the Son of God. He claimed he fed 5,000. He healed the sick, raised the dead. And at his departure, he's leaving 120 people. By many people's standards, that is not a successful ministry. Think about it. Who are your leaders? Fishermen, former tax collectors, former demon-possessed Mary Magdalene. Mary, come on, Mary, we know your story now. We know your story. You've been around, Mary. Thank you, brother. If we're to follow that definition of success, that is not how God sees success. Why? Because God is looking to carry on his message through people. Hallelujah. I'm saying this because as we turn four, I don't want us to belittle what God has been doing in our lives. Are you with me? I want us to celebrate what God has been doing. And we celebrate as if we have, I don't preach as if, so in a service here, we have maybe 100, sometimes to 200 people in a tribe service. But I was telling the leadership, I don't stand and preach like I am preaching to just 100 people. Because God has said, your children are more than the children of the one who has married. So here's this is not a time for comparison. This is not a time to say, oh, this ministry is like this. We want to be like this, or we have to be like this. Are you tracking with me? The Lord is saying, what is in you, what I'm giving you, is more than what you're thinking the world defines as success. Are you with me? And look at this, in the Middle Eastern culture, for a woman to not have child, it was embarrassing. Now in modern times, we have a way to even just, I know every day there are people they call womb watchers. When they just get married, do you understand? If you post a picture, you zoom in, it'd be like, say, ha, it'd be like, say, she'd been gebele last week now. What do you think? If you're here, in fact, you're not here in the mighty name of Jesus. I rebuke that spirit over you in the mighty name of Jesus. There are womb watchers where, in 9 months' time, we'll come visiting. Madam, how many do you have now? We need to stop that dirty behavior. It's demonic. Stop stressing people. Because people now start doing things they are not supposed to do. Now, let me say, okay, Isaiah was speaking to a Middle Eastern culture where a woman without child, it was embarrassing, it was a disgrace. Do you understand? Look at, what's her name? Hannah. She came out crying, and when she went to Shiloh, and she stayed back, and she was praying, and she told the Lord, I want a son, I want a child. She was praying so much that Eli thought she was drunk. But what the Lord was giving her was more than what she thought she did not have. I don't know if I'm making sense. Amen. So your response to infertility, your response to unfruitfulness, your response to barrenness, to desolation, is to break forth into singing. Hallelujah. During the pandemic, I know I'm partially responsible for the millions of views for Maverick City's Great Is Thy Faithfulness. Like, nobody can argue with me. I know it was on repeat because I needed the Lord to show up. What is the soundtrack to your life? What is the soundtrack of your testimony? Are you with me? Many of us, we sing songs today. We are singing, oh, the overwhelming. You remind yourself of the love of God because you've just gone through a heartbreak, right? But that is just, you need to push past that. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor you need to move past that. Sometimes you need to stand and sing, I can never fail, I can never lose. That's the only. Come on, next line. Full of the Spirit, when I step into the place. Man, I'm going to take great man out. I'm going to take James out. You guys, I'm coming for you, the industry. See, listen, I need you to understand something. Look for music, look for worship songs that speak to the season you are in. That speak to the season you are in. Are you with me? Let's stay in it, that carries the truth of God, that carries the weight of his glory. Let it not just be another song. Carry it and run with it. Are you with me, tribe? What is the soundtrack of your testimony? What are you trusting the Lord for? Carry it in music. One of the things we're learning as new parents now, every day we've learned everything. We've learned all the songs in Paw Patrol, in Coco Melon, in what are the other ones? VeggieTales. Like, we know all the songs. And I don't know how many of you can remember VeggieTales. Yeah, so the rest of you did not grow up in church, sorry. So, but VeggieTales, you know, is this animated series for children. And they do Bible stories and they carry it in music, right? Those of us who did Sunday school as well, many of the truths they were trying to teach us, they now taught us a song to run with it. So if I say, read your Bible, you know it as old as, you know the song. Do you understand? What is the soundtrack of the truth of what you're trusting God for? Break forth into singing, tribe. Cry aloud, for your children are more than the children of the married. Hallelujah. You who are suffering from infertility, you who are unproductive, you may be in your life right, in a season in your life right now, you're looking for a job, you've applied and applied, you've gotten dozens of no. Break forth into singing, hallelujah. Amen. Break forth into singing, tribe. You may be in a situation, you're probably asking the Lord for the fruit of the womb. I said, break forth into singing, for the Lord is giving you children in Jesus' name. If you're around when mommy preached on Mothering Sunday, and the title of her sermon was Mothering Nations. And she said two things, I know many of you remember. She said, everybody has a womb. Can you remember? And she says that the Spirit of the Lord is always looking, permits me to use the word, impregnates us to bear child, to bear fruit. Hallelujah. So a woman has her natural womb, but everyone has a womb, a spiritual womb, where the Lord wants to plant a seed and that you will bear fruit because the Lord has called you to bear fruit. Hallelujah. So if you're in a season in your life right now, you feel alone. You feel desolate. You've been trusting the Lord for something. It's not coming true. Hear the word of the Lord. Break forth into singing. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There was something that, what's his name? Husband material, what's his name? Dami. There was something Dami started saying during Fast Forward. Because this year the Lord blessed tribe during our prayer and fasting season. I mean, like, God was blowing our minds every day. Every day. We will gather to pray 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. And in from January to March, I've never seen that much miracles in my entire year of pastoring, in my entire year of ministry, in my 11 years of being in ministry. But God moved so much in this house, and there was something Dami used to say. He used to say, lying they move. Do you know what that means? Who can remember? Because I was saying, if you see someone have a testimony, don't say, Lord, when is my turn? We celebrate as if it was happening to you, as if it were happening to you. Are you with me? And there's no room for jealousy, envy, and covetousness in the family of God. If someone buys a car, celebrate as if it were yours. Are you with me? If someone gets proposed to, don't say, Lord, when is my turn? Rejoice with the person. Amen. Don't say, if you to say, Sister Angela, answer me now. Sorry if your name is Angela. Break forth into singing. Glory to God. Isaiah 60, the Amplified says, you should rise from that prostrated and depressed state you are in. For the light and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Are you with me, tribe? God does not want you to remain in the state you are in. You have not come this far to just come this far. Move forward. Glory to God. Verse 2, he says, enlarge thy tents. Now, this is not a new verse for us here at the tribe. And the Lord has been telling us that we should expand the way we think. The series we started with at the tribe here was ambitions. And we said we want our ambitions to be as big as God's. The Christian life is a balance or rhythm of contentment and dissatisfaction. That means you are contented. You are contented with what you have right now. What God has given you, you are glad in it, you are joyful in it, but you hunger and thirst for more. But more of God, but never more than God. Are you with me? I said more of God, but never more than God. It is when we start wanting more than God that we start entering trouble. So you hunger for more of God. Enlarge thy tent, stretch it. Verse 3, because your children are coming from afar. Hallelujah. You are breaking forth to the right and to the left. Tell your neighbor you are breaking forth on every side. Come on, tell the other person you ignored. Say you are breaking forth on every side. Do you know what that means? I've been telling you people, I pray forward. I'm not interested in becoming an amazing pastor, a great pastor, and I'm a terrible husband and father. I want every area of my life, every sphere of my life to bear fruit. Are you with me? that lie of the world that says that we cannot, you have to choose between your work and your family. Nehi, 9, no. Are you with me? We will be productive on every side. Amen. Break forth on every side. Lot, in Genesis 13, looked and he saw lush fields. I was going to say a terrible joke. He saw lush fields, and he went and stayed in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. Unfortunately, the person he thought he was deserting had to come and rescue him again. But the Lord said to Abram, look to the north, the south, the east, and west. Everywhere you go, I have given you, not just you, but to your children. Hallelujah. So who is to say who are you to put limits over your life? Who will speak over you and put limits over your life? No, sir. Are you with me? Some people say, in our family here, we don't live over 40. What? And you're a child of God and you're repeating that thing? Say, no, the women in our family, we don't get married until we're 35. Shut up! Break forth into singing. Cry aloud. Hallelujah! Some people say, in our family, all the men have children outside. Not you. It stops with you. No. It no go reach you. Because that's better. Are you with me, tribe? Break forth into singing. Let the words that you are speaking and you are singing be the words that God is saying and singing over you. Glory to God. Finally, let's open to Hosea 13, 12 and 13. Now, very quickly, the iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. His sin is kept in store. Sorry, let me read a different translation. The iniquity of Ephraim, verse 12, is bound up. His sin is hid. The sorrows of a traveling woman shall come upon him. He is unwise, for he should not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. Hallelujah. He is unwise. He should not stay long. He should not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. What does that mean? Ephraim, the nation of Israel, were in a state where they were in a barren state. I can't remember. I believe they were in slavery as well. They were in a state where it was not what God had intentioned for them. And the Lord had gifted them something. Now, he had gifted them something. He says it has come upon them like travails. He said, but Ephraim has refused to recognize that pain he's going through, that sorrow, that travailing he's going through should birth something. He said he is unwise because he has refused to bring forth children. He has stayed, he has stayed in the place of breaking forth. So he is unwise. And if the Bible says you are not wise, you are not wise. So here's how I translate it for us. I'm explaining it for us here. God is gifting you something, and it will come in the form of travailing. Do not run from it. Do not hide from it. Are you with me? It is unwise because you need to break forth and bring forth children. Now, it could be that the Lord has called you to enter into ministry. It could be the Lord has given you an NGO, a business idea. But because you are thinking of yourself too much or too little, you have refused to break forth. But the Lord is saying you are unwise if you refuse to respond. The Lord is saying you are unwise if you refuse to birth. Tribe, that pain, for some of you, should birth a seed, a son, a child. Are you with me? Stay in God. Do not hide from him. Do not run from him. Stay with the Lord. Ephraim is unwise because he has stayed in the place of breaking forth of children. Children have refused to come forth, even though the travailings of a pregnant woman are upon him. Even though the pains and pangs of childbirth are upon him. Can you imagine a woman in labor holding back her baby? 1 year ago, Eva was saying, get this baby out of me. That's what she was saying. Get this child out of me now. Around this time last year. If her testimony was, keep this child, you will know something is off. But it is the time for birthing. Hallelujah. It is the time for breaking forth. It is the time for delivery. Hallelujah. Oh God, tribe. Is the tribe Abuja with me this morning? Listen, many of us, we cannot just have lopsided victories. Are you with me? You cannot just be leaning on the victory of your academics, the victories in your finances and your career, the victory that, oh, now I'm married, the victories or whatever victories the Lord has given you. The Lord wants you to break forth on every side. Glory to God. And many of us, the Lord, the Spirit of God is bringing to remembrance now things you need to do in obedience, because in the kingdom of God, success is not by how much you have done. Success is by how much you align. Are you with me? So this is through the voice of Jesse this morning, the Lord is saying, align. Tell your neighbor, align. Align. Stay on the path. Stay on the path of delivery. Stay on the path of birthing. Stay on the path of breaking forth. For you shall break forth on every side. Glory to God. I'm going to give you two assignments. I want you to look for a song that carries the truth and promises of the season you are in. That's number one. And number two, I want you to list out every area of your life. Please don't take this for granted. I want you to list out every area of your life, every sphere, your business, your ministry, as a husband. List out every area of your life that the Lord has blessed you with. And just look for verses. Are you with me? Or you could even look for anything. Just look for and write out the promises of God over these things. Hallelujah. Write out the promises of God over these things and break forth into singing over them. Many of you are in a season of starting ministries, starting businesses. You have held back for too long. The Lord says, break forth into singing, for your children are coming. Glory to God. And that is the promise of our tribe. The Lord is calling us to break forth into his glory, to break forth into the beauty of God. Hallelujah. Every service is an encounter with the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? Every person that you're sitting beside now is not an ordinary person. Tell the person beside you, I'm not ordinary. The person carries the Spirit of God. And because we serve an extraordinary God, therefore, we are not ordinary. So, over the next 7 months, how many months left? 6.5? Someone smarter than me to do the calculation. Over the next 6-7 months, we will be breaking forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will be bearing children. Hallelujah. We will celebrate marriages. Hallelujah. New jobs. New businesses in the mighty name of Jesus. Tribe, you will break forth on every side in Jesus' name. Come on, stand on your feet. And we're going to pray first for tribe. Then we're going to pray over ourselves. Here's what you're going to do as a priest, prophet, and king of the Lord. I want you to pray for tribe as if it were your baby. So you pray over her future. You pray over the worship ministry. Pray over our finances. Just pray and just be blessing as a tribe. You are breaking forth on every side. Souls come to you from afar. The word is taught in authority and power. There's humility in the house. The Spirit of the Lord is poured out. Every gathering is an encounter of the Holy Ghost. Every time we gather, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. There is healing in the room. There is miracles in the room, in the mind. mighty name of Jesus. People are healed of anxiety. People are healed of depression. People are healed of worry in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Just come and pray over the tribe. Say, tribe, enter your season of breaking forth. Enter your season of birthing. Enter your season of delivery. Enter your season of becoming. Come on, just pray over the tribe. Pray for our leaders. Pray for the pastors. Pray for Eva and Jesse. Pray for every servant leader. Pray for everyone in the house. Pray for yourself. Pray for our media ministry. Pray for Tribe Institute. Pray, just pray that the Spirit of the Lord will be poured out in this house. And Tribe, you will break forth. You will break forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Second phase of the prayers. Now I want you to just pray over yourself. And listen, I want you to place your hands on your belly. And I want you to prophesy. The Lord said that I will give you water that will be a spring welling up from eternity. And says, this water I give to you is streams of living water. Hallelujah. I want you to put your hands on your belly, everyone. Just do this with me. It's a prophetic symbol. Just put your hands on your belly. And just say, out of my belly flows river. Just pray over yourself. And just say, anything that is hindering, any block, any stronghold, anything that is resisting the flow of the Spirit, out of my belly flows rivers of living water. Come on, everyone in the room, just do this. Whether you are in a creative, and everybody in the room, just do this prophetically. Just pray by yourself and just call your name. Say, Jesse, break forth. Call your name and just call your name and say, break forth, break forth, break forth, break forth. Spirit of the deep, break forth. Everyone in the room, please, let's do this. Let's do this. Everyone in the room. Hallelujah. 30 more seconds. Just pray over yourself. Just pray over yourself. Say, out of my belly flows rivers. Out of my belly flows rivers of living water. No limitations. I refuse to limit the call of God upon my life.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you were blessed by the message. To listen to more, consider subscribing, sharing, and rating the podcast. We love you.